Clark in the house with us tonight. Not a stranger to Alabama Revival Conference nor to this district. Has had his hands in revival all over the apostolic work. We are blessed and privileged to have him in the house tonight. And I want him to come tonight with the liberty. If you do, you say, I grant him liberty to speak the word of God into my life tonight. Because I want to cross over. Come on, I don't want to stay where I am. But I've got to cross over. I can't live where I've been living. I've got to cross over. Brother Clark, we want you to be the man of God in the house and the word of God in your hand. And we want the spiritual dynamic to part in the house tonight. Would you extend your hand toward him and pray blessing and strength on him as he comes?
Put your hands and love the Lord all over the building. Come on and love God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Love the Lord, everybody. Worship God. Praise God. Now, God's been good to me, and I preached a number of conferences, camps and meetings, but never has the Lord spoke the words to me that he did after I arrived here in Birmingham. The Lord said this to me. This is going to be an unusual conference. He said it's going to be a most unusual conference. He said there's going to be the crushing and shattering of many yokes. Bondage is going to be vanquished. People are going to be healed. There will be a supernatural touch of the Holy Ghost, of blessings, of healings, financial restoration. God's going to touch you in mind and in body and in spirit and in your pocketbook. Now here's what the Lord told me. I am going to send a host of angels into these services. I am going to surround my people with a heavenly host. Now here's what I want you to do. I've never asked an audience to do this. But I want you in symbolic way to wrap your arms around yourself and say, hold me, holy angels of God. Wrap your arms tight. Say, hold me, holy angels of God. Wrap them tighter and say, Spirit of the Most High, surround me with your glory. Heal my body. Touch my mind. Shatter the powers of hell. Bless me, oh God, as I bless your name. Come on, hold tighter. Hold your spirit and soul tight till the presence of God flows into your being. While you're doing that, open your mouth and cry, Hallelujah! Hosanna! Holy, holy, holy. Don't stop holding yourself. Some of you have already quit. I'm telling you, while you're doing this, you're going to be healed in your body. Woo! You're going to be healed in your mind. Some of you that have been suffering financial setbacks, get ready. Get ready. Go ahead, we're in no hurry. The Spirit of the Lord is moving through this place. Holy angels are surrounding us. Hold me, God, and never let me go. Say those words. Hold me, God, and never let me go. If you believe this, clap your hands to the Lord. Come on! do it with all your might. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Holy angels, you're here at the bidding of the Lord. Minister to your people. Judges the third chapter in the 14th verse. What a joy to be back in Alabama. The Art Conference, we'll say more later. I'm very honored. What an awesome message. I will never forget what I heard this night from the oracle of God called Larry Bicker. What an awesome message. Brother Booker, thank you. We're going forward. I said, we're going forward. Judges the third chapter and the 14th verse. So the children of Israel served Eglon, the king of Moab, 18 years. But when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord raised them up a deliverer, Ehud, the son of Gera, a Benjamite, a man left-handed. Everybody say left-handed. And by him the children of Israel sent a present unto Eglon, the king of Moab. But Ehud made him a dagger, which had two edges of a cubit length. And he did gird it under his raiment upon his right thigh. And he brought the present unto Eglon, king of Moab. And Eglon was a very fat man. And when he had made an end to offer the present, he sent away the people that bare the present. 19th verse. A time, space, short that it was, passes between the 18th verse and the 19th verse concerning Ehud. He gives the present and he leaves. 19th verse. But he himself turned again from the quarries that were by Gilgal and said, I have a secret errand unto thee, O king, who said, keep silence. And all that stood by him went out from him. And Ehud came unto him, and he was sitting in a summer parlor, which he had for himself alone. Ehud said, I have a message from God unto thee. And he arose out of his seat. And Ehud put forth his left hand, took the dagger from his right thigh, and thrust it into his belly. And the haft also went in after the blade, and the fat closed upon the blade, so that he could not draw the dagger out of his belly, and the dirt came out. And the dirt came out. 15th verse, and when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord raised them up a deliverer, Ehud, the son of Gera, a Benjamite, a man left-handed. Judges the 20th chapter, and I'll begin reading in the 15th verse. Judges 20 and 15. And the children of Benjamin were numbered at that time out of the cities 26,000 men that drew sword beside the inhabitants of Gibeah, which were numbered 700 chosen men. Among all this people, there were 700 chosen men left-handed. Everybody say left-handed. Everyone that could sling stones at a hair's breadth and not miss. Everybody saying not miss. First Chronicles, 12th chapter. First Chronicles 12 and 1. Now these are they that came to David to Ziklag while he yet kept himself close because of Saul, the son of Kish. And they were among the mighty men, helpers of the war. Everybody say helpers of the war. And they were armed with bows and could use both the right hand and the left in hurling stones and shooting arrows out of a bow, even of Saul's brethren of Benjamin. Now, you got to understand, this is very important and a crucial part of our message. They were armed with bows and could use both the right hand and the left in hurling stones and shooting arrows out of a bow, even of Saul's brethren of Benjamin. Matthew 6 and 3, you don't have to turn there, but it reads thusly. And when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth. And when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth. I'm going to preach tonight on it's time to do something different. It's time to do something different. We have this saying, it's time to do something different for a change. But I'm going to add this dimension to it. It's time to do something to change. It's time to do something to change. This is not going to be an ordinary conference. Put it out of your mind. Put it out of your spirit. I'm not hearing what I want to hear yet. But you're going to understand. As this conference goes on, we're going to do things like we've never done. It's going to be different. Somebody clap your hands. No. Really clap your hands. Stop. Put your hands by your side. All right, clap your hands again with all your might. There's a reason for this. Come on. Under the Lord. Woo. Clap those hands. Stop. Put your hands by your side. Now clap your hands with all of your strength. With all of your might. Clap those hands to the Lord. Shout unto God. Woo! His angels are here. His presence is here. Stop. I watched you almost without fail. I watched you clap the same way every time. You know why you clap almost the same way every time? Because you have a predominant hand and you have a weaker hand. And that predominant hand of power claps that weaker hand. But before this conference is over with, starting tonight, we're going to take our weakness and let God get a hold of it. Now, here's what I want you to do. Clap the other way. You have a predominant hand? Turn it. We're going to do it different. Now, clap the other way. Now clap the other way. look at you, you're struggling with it because you're not used to that. But I'm telling you, we're going to reach down where our weaknesses are. Y'all not with me yet, are you? We're going to reach down where our weaknesses are. We're going to pull them to the surface. And we're going to say, I'm going to do things different. I'm going to worship God in such a way that the devil is not going to figure me out. When you think I'm coming at you one way, devil, look out. I'm coming another way. When you think you got that figured. Somebody clap your hands now with all your soul might. Somebody leap for joy. Come on, church. Out on leap, then blow the devil's mind and leap. Out on run, then blow the devil's mind and run. Somebody get somebody by the hand and leap for joy tonight. Woo! Come on, come on, come on.
I want my music. I want my music.
Hallelujah. Are y'all ready to have a conference like you have never been in all of your woo! Lay your hand on somebody's shoulder. Brother Booker, pray.
Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we're asking you to visit us by your grace and your glory and your power. Talk to our hearts and our minds and our souls and our spirits, God. Change us, mold us, make us, lead us, guide us. Use us, God, for your name's sake, in Jesus' name.
Woo, clap your hands one more time. Clap them the other way. Come on. I'm going to wait until that sounds as loud as the other way. Go ahead. Woo. I'm going to do it different. Devil, you better look out. You may be seated in Jesus' name. The struggle started early. The dad took that small child, that spoon out of his right hand, and put it in his left. And after a while, he and the mother, the dad and the mother began to struggle over the raising of this child. She said, I've been taught by those that understand children that whatever is predominant, you let it be, unless they're ambidextrous, which very few are. And he said, wife, I don't care what the doctors say. If you'll just leave me alone and let me work with this child, you're going to see a most unusual child. And though the predominant thought was, whatever their strength is, if it's with the right hand, let them do it all the days of their life. But the dad won out over the mother. And he would take that child out in the backyard, give him a bat, and teach him how to swing from the left and the right. And the mother saying, you're confusing him. You're messing with his mind. And he said, woman, leave me alone. I know what I am doing. I don't care what the intelligentsia says about the brain. I'm going to teach this child how to swing with the left and the right, how to write with the left and the right. I'm going to put it in his brain until he can work from the left brain or the right brain. Well, the dad won, and that boy today is a multi major leaguer playing for the National League, amen, in baseball. Now, I hate to come at you from that angle, but there's something of a story here. Are you hearing me? Amen. We've just come at it for so long, doing the same old, same old. And that's how it's got in our mind. But let me tell you something. If a dad could train up a boy that he could become wealthy because he now is one of the major home run hitters, amen, from the left to the right, I wonder what this conference can do to you and I if we can make up our mind. My strengths, amen, are going to rise out of my weakness. I've done it this way for so long, and it ain't worked like I wanted to. I tell you what, I'm going to do something different. You know what? Why don't you just to show, well, understand what I'm saying, just jump to your feet right now, clap your hands. I don't stand up this early in the service. Then do it anyhow. I don't dance this early in the message. Then do it anyhow. We are going to do things different. You may be seated. What a story here in the scripture. Historians and Bible scholars, amen, say this was probably about 1295 BC, that out of this tribe of Benjamin, there had now come to such a place that in their gene pool, in their makeup, the majority of them were known as left-handers. They were men of war who used their left hand. The story that I read to you was a time when Israel was under great oppression. Eglon, a man, ruled them with an iron hand. And the people took the fruit of the labor of their field and would send it over to the king of the Moabites. Year after year, they would send this present up. Their energy, their strength, their harvest was going to an ungodly king. And they had a courier, which was now had gotten the favor of the king. Every year, the king would look forward to seeing Ehud come. He began to trust him. He looked forward to the present. But what he didn't know was something was happening in the heart of this young man. He was saying, why should we take the fruit of our labor and cross over Jordan and go down to the Moabites and give it to an ungodly king? Something began to burn like fire in his soul. I am sick of giving to this king of hell the best that we have. Come on, I feel in this conference there are some people that have come that are sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm tired of every time I'm about to get my blessing, the devil sticks up his head. Somebody help me now. Come on, we're going to do something different. About the time I'm about ready to break through spiritually, the devil comes along and says, come on, give it to me. Give it to me. Give me that revival. Give me that blessing. Give me that financial blessing. Give it to me. Oh my God, we're going to rise up in this conference and we're going to tell the devil, I've had it. No more am I. Come on, somebody. You need to get up on your feet. I can't hear you tonight. Somebody shout in the face of hell and tell the devil, no more. Come on, no more. You may be seated in Jesus' name. He said this, I am going to make a dagger. And he made his own dagger about a foot long, two-edged sword, a knife. He put it on his right thigh. There was a reason why, Brother Sutton, he put it on his right thigh. Because the enemy had already figured out the Benjamites. They're left-handed. They fight from the left hand. Watch them. Amen. And under that cloak, he hid a dagger because he was ready to do something different. Are you hearing me? And he knew the enemy would be looking for a weapon from the left and not from the right. Are you with me now? Amen. They gave him the present. He walked in and gave it to the king. But you may have never caught us in the scripture. Amen. He gave the present to the king, walked out the door. The Bible said when he came to the quarries of Gilgal, something happened in his spirit. He said, I brought a present and I gave him the best. Why didn't I draw my weapon and slay him? Oh, he was mad. Oh, he was furious. When he came to the quarries, the Bible said he turned around and he went back to Eglon. I'm waiting on somebody tonight to get good and mad. I said, I'm waiting on somebody that's going to clap your hands, shout unto God, I am mad and I'm not taking it anymore. Come on, you've given your best to the devil. Now, why don't you lift up the sword of the Lord and do what you know? Come on, somebody. Clap your hands one way. Clap your hands the other way. Tell the devil, I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm tired of running. I'm tired of giving up. I got another present for you. I said, I've got another present for you. You may be seated. The Bible said when he came to the quarries, he said, I'm not going home till I have done what I made up my mind I'm going to do. I will face that king again. Please allow me a few moments, if you will. In the Hebrew, the word is quarries. It was the turning point in his life for Ehud. What this means truly in the original Hebrew, amen, they used the word quarries because from that pit they dug up the rock. Now, the Moabites, this is according to commentaries I've studied out. What happened was he was on his way home having given up the best. When he came to the quarries, where the quarries were, was tall statues of rock. And in the rocks was carved the gods of the Moabites, informing a statue and worship unto them. They dug pits. Are you hearing me? Get the symbolism, please. When the devil is worshiped, you better look out. There's a pit that you can fall in. I didn't hear anybody say amen. I said, when the devil is lifted up, you better look out. There's pits. Come on. There's places to fall all around that. But oh, if you can make up your mind, I'm going to do what I said I was going to do. Does anybody need a blessing tonight? Does anybody need healing tonight? Does anybody need victory tonight? Then come on, get up out of that pit. Look that devil in the face. Don't sit down yet. I'm telling you, things are about to happen in this place. And here's what I want you to do. Lay your hand on their shoulder again and say, Lord, loose them by the blood of the Lamb. Say it with power. Say it with anointing. Say it in the name of Jesus. All right, somebody, come on. Where we laid the gift at his feet, let's go there. Let's enter into that parlor. Draw out the sword of the Spirit. Somebody help me right now. Say to that devil, I have a message from the Lord for you. Oh, come on, clap those hands. Shout unto God. Is anybody ready? Is anybody ready? Get out of the pit. Climb out of the pit. Turn away from that gods of this world. Come on now. Come on, draw that sword. Lift it on high. Oh, devil, have I got something for you? You may be seated. Ma'am, I just saw you, and I don't embarrass anybody. But when I begin to feel these things in the Holy Ghost, people stand out like neon signs. And I want you to hear what I'm fixing to tell you. You have the Holy Ghost, and you have the joy of the Lord. But I'm telling you, until you make up your mind that you're going to do it different, that devil is going to hold dirt over your life until you slay him. You listen to me. That devil will continue set on your blessing. That fat, ugly spirit will set on the joy that God has for you fully. He'll hold that mess over your life until you rise up in the Holy Ghost and slay him. Are you hearing me? Somebody draw the Spirit of the Lord and tell the devil, it's over. Somebody run the aisles. Somebody leap for joy. Give it up, devil. Give it up, devil. Give it up, devil. Give up the dirt. Give up the filth. Give up the slime. Come on, church. Run it deeper. Y'all not ready for this tonight. You're not ready for it yet. Come on, somebody. Are you ready to get the past out of your life? Are you ready to do something so different that the devil will never, ever put dirt on you again? Shout, clap your hands, praise the Lord. Woo! You better look out, devil, look out. We're going to come at you from so many directions in this conference that you're going down. He drew with his left hand from his right thigh a dagger, and he buried it until the dirt spilled out on the ground, and God's people were delivered. You may be seated. 235 years later, ma'am, sir, the Benjamites were in another war. they were still doing the same thing. They were still fighting with their left hand. It was awesome. It was powerful. They could sling a 1-pound stone at approximately 90 miles an hour and hit a hare. They were that good. But I don't care how good you are. When your enemy has figured you out, you're finished. Brother Clark, I have done this for so long, but I need to do something different. No change of the name, no change of the message, no change of the Holy Ghost speaking in tongues. I don't need to compromise or back up, but I have got to do something in my worship like I've never done. Come on, gray hairs, show these young people how to do it. I can't hear you. Come on, saints of old. Show them how. I hadn't done it in a long time. Do it again. Do it again. Come on. We cannot lose this battle. I'd like to see one gray hair reach over and get the hand of another gray-headed one and dance. That young people will see, oh no, this ain't dead. We're not dying. We're going to live. Come on, church. Benjamin lost that war. 25,000 died. This is the way our church has always done it, and we're not going to change our worship. Oh my God. Oh my God. What if the next service you go home, instead of three songs and an offering, somebody gets up in the middle of that singing and does a war whoop and starts dancing and I can't hear you. What if in the middle of the offering, somebody goes running down the aisles? I can't hear you. Get up. Get out of the pit. Clap your hands. Clap him the other way. Clap him the other way. You better look out, devil. I'm getting up out of this pit. I've got a message for you. Give up the dirt that you've had on me by the power of the blood of the Lamb. Everybody lift your hands and thank God that something's going to change. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. 25,000 died. They were still fighting the same way. Oh my God. Oh my God. But it's good, Brother Clark. I'm not saying that it's not, but maybe, just maybe, that your weakness can become your strength. When I am weak, then I am strong. Is anybody ready to have an end time revival? Is anybody ready to quit giving up to the enemy and deliver the death blow? remain standing. I'm not even halfway through, but just go ahead and stand. Clay. Clay. Listen, 55 years later, after 25,000 of them died, we find something, Brother Booker, different. These are the mighty men and helpers of war. Benjamin is there. And you know what they say about Benjamin now? We don't know which way he's coming. It's in their blood to fight from the left. It's ingrained in them to fight with the left hand. It's in their genes. It's in their past. It's in their history. But something happened over the last 55 years. They lost 25,000 in battle. And they woke up saying, we got to do something different. We just can't keep on going the same old, getting the same results. Somebody got their boy and took him out in the backyard and said, son, here's a sling. It's in your heritage from the left, but daddy is going to teach you how to do it with the right too. Somebody has got to train your spirit. When I'm down, I'm going to get up. Somebody has got to make up your mind. Are you ready? They went down to the cave to fight with David. And the Bible said by this time, they're fighting with the left and the right hand. They're doing it from both directions. You know what made the difference? Are you listening to me? Benjamin means this, son of my right hand. That's what his daddy named him. But he never lived up to it. Isn't it ironic that a name that was given, son of my right hand, most of them were left-handed. But honey, when they met the giant killer, when they went and joined with the praise, are you listening to me? When Benjamin got with Judah, oh, there is David. Oh, I'm ready to live up to the name my father has put on me. I'm a one God, Jesus' name, tongue talking, holiness. Is anybody ready to join with praise? Do it. Do it. Do it. Is anybody ready? Come on, you apostolics. You're in a rut. Get out of that rut. Come on. You're in a pit. Get out of that pit. Son of my right hand, would you worship in the power of the Holy Ghost? Lady, step out of that aisle. Run that devil through and let that dirt spill on the ground. Woo! Young man, you got a tainted past. Get out of those chairs. Come on up here. I invite the church. Get in the aisles. Come on, church. Get in the aisles. We're gonna do something different. Lord. He is defeated, Satan, tiger, I fear.
you from any direction.
Satan, we declare
war.
Victory!
is defeated.
He is defeated. The devil.